tell you when she starts to leak, you still got a fighting chance. If you'll follow the instructions on the wall. Well, pardon if I get a little shiver in my pants, and I'm afraid that a little shiver won't be all. It says get indoors when she starts to leak and the radiation takes flight. Get in the middle of a big fat room, screw the windows tight. Oh, where do you go when she starts to blow and the REMs light up the sky? You just stick your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye.
All right.
They tell you that they're nuclear reactors, safe and sane, that all the wastes are canned and shipped away, that every can's a sturdy one and they're 10 foot underground, and that 10 foot underground is where they're gonna stay. So what if they begin to leak and poison the waterfronts? By then we'll all have cancer and they can only kill us once. Where do you go when she starts to blow and the REMs light up the sky? You must stick your head between your legs and kiss your ass goodbye. Now I hear that India's got herself a bomb and that Pakistan has one too. And everybody knows that Israel has a bunch. And just the other day we heard South Africa's got a few. They don't want no brown bomber to beat them to the punch. So I guess it's time we all sat down and began to play it cool. And that includes that high school kid who's making them after school. For what do you do when she starts to blow and the REMs light up the sky? You may stick your head between your head. So long, it's been good to know. And kiss your ass goodbye.